us think about the Emmanuel, the one that came into the world. Sixth grade and under, children, you can slip out, and you're going to be working on some things to prepare for the Christmas celebration that's coming up in a couple of weeks. So, and let's take our Bibles here, and let's go to the book of James, chapter 1. James, chapter 1. Several visiting with us this morning. We're sure glad you're here and hope you'll be encouraged, have been encouraged and will be encouraged as you fellowship with God's people here in this local assembly. I want to read from James chapter 1, and you'll see the theme, a theme in this scripture reading that will tie us into the message from Jonah in just a moment. It's a very practical section of God's Word. It speaks directly to us as God's children, as we see beginning in verse 19 of the first chapter of James. My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. For man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror and, after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does. So reads God's Word. Anger is a revealer. Anger is a revealer. When we talk about anger, we're talking about something that all of us have in common. I remember a pastor telling me one time that he was about to hire a new staff person. The guy seemed really impressive. The resume looked good. References went well, very qualified. But before he made the final decision, he did what he said he always did with a prospective staff person. He took him out and they played a game of pickup basketball. And he said, after we played for a while, I realized this guy wasn't going to work. You can tell a lot about a person by what makes them angry. Anger exposes a person's desires. Of course, anger itself isn't wrong. Anger is a God-given emotion that is designed to kick in when there's a problem. Now, in a world where we're under the control of God's Spirit, it would kick in when the problem is that God's purposes are not being realized, when God's righteousness is being undermined. So Jesus could go into a temple, the temple, and in great anger turn over tables because God's honor is being demeaned by what was happening there. That's anger kicking in the way God intends it. But we realize that anger so quickly becomes sinful that we're given the command in Ephesians 4:26, be angry and sin not, because that is typically where it goes. Most of the time, I get angry when things don't go the way I want, not the way God wants. I want a peaceful evening, right? And my kids have other ideas, so I blow up. I want recognition from my boss, but my boss gives it to somebody else for the job that I did, and I get angry about it. When do you get angry? If you trace your anger back, this is something I don't have to speak hypothetically. We've all been angry this week about something. Trace your anger back, and you will find that there are unmet desires. Something you wanted that didn't happen. And the response was then anger. These anger is fueled by these unmet desires. Expectations. So several of you were at the state championship game that Wheelersburg was in this week. You have an expectation that you ought to be able to go to a game if you're an hour and a half early and get to your seat before 10 minutes before the game starts, because you expect that you're not going to have to be parked somewhere. I've already repented of this, so I'm not going to go into the whole story. Unmet desires, expectations. Anger comes from that. So when do you get angry? Well, this brings us to today's text in Jonah chapter 4. I've entitled this message, Learning from a Prophet Who Was Angry with God. Like our anger, Jonah's was fueled by what he wanted. In his case, he wanted, get this, exclusive rights to God. He was a hoarder of God. What does God think about people who hoard him? Well, he shows us in the book of Jonah. In Jonah chapter 1, Jonah was given this assignment as a prophet of God. Go to the city of Nineveh and preach the message that I give to you to preach to it. Jonah didn't want those people to hear God's word. He did not want those people to hear God's word. So he went the opposite direction. God said, no, you're going. And so he sends the storm, and Jonah's cast overboard, and the fish God prepares to swallow Jonah. Jonah prays in chapter 2, get me out of this mess. God is merciful. He ends up on the shore there in Israel, next to the Mediterranean Sea. God's last week's message, the word of the Lord appeared to him a second time. Go to the city that I want you to go to, Nineveh, and preach the message I want you to preach. And he goes, reluctantly, but he goes, and he preaches this message, and 120,000 people plus, we don't even know how many there were totally, but 120,000 people turn from their evil ways and violence, and they call on the living God for mercy because of a five-word message that he preaches. Now, how would you expect a preacher to respond, a prophet of God to respond, if he was used to bring about this